Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
We focus again on the intersection of 119th and Knoll. Let me point out the calendar really quickly. It is December 9th. And the Kansas arrangement for how the star bonds will be paid off, that expires at the end of the year, unless they were to extend that deadline or anything. But time's ticking to pick a location for these stadiums. And so far, there's no indication of where they're going to go. But the fear seems to be that the choice is going to be 119th and Knoll, which in that the northwest corner of that intersection is where the Asperia campus is. That's the old Sprint campus. That's where people think it's going to go.
I drive by that occasionally. I'm like, I have no idea what's going on there.
Yeah, it's empty.
I don't know what it is. The Asperia campus. It's there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always just packed.
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't
know. What is Asperia? Yeah.
It's whoever bought. And then the Royals took some of that. Royals have some of that property. But the point is, that is in Overland Park. Mm-hmm. Across the street on 119th and Knoll, the other side of that intersection, is Leawood. And they are getting in on the we don't want it here game. 250 people showed up last night to a meeting about their concerns, yet again, about Kauffman Stadium going at that campus. So it's because it's a commercial area right across the street. Town Center Plaza is right there. But if you go a little bit north, you get into Edgewood. Leawood Country Manor is there. You get into Leawood subdivisions.
Yeah.
And they don't want
this. And they're worried
this.
About how this is going to affect them.
Yeah.
And so they had a meeting about it. And here's some quotes from the meeting. Mark Kelly, who heads the Hawthorne Place Homes Association, lives less than a mile away at 123rd Street. I almost said that like an Irishman. Sorry. 123rd Street and Knoll Avenue. Said, quote, it's so close and so big, it'll be so noisy. There'll be 81 home games each season, and they're worried about the effect that'll have on their neighborhoods. Some games conclude with fireworks. They think about cars cramming the roads not far from their homes, schools, and hospitals. Okay, so this is to break a couple things down, because there's a lot of pearl clutching going on.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, of all the complaints, I think the most reasonable is it's going to be loud. That they're going to be shooting off fireworks.
Sure.
It's going to be noisy.
There are weeknight games. Yes.
Weeknight games, and that would be distracting. I live across from a high school, and on Friday nights during football season, it can be kind of annoying because the PA is very loud.
Yeah.
I get that. But it's 81 games a year. Most of them won't be later than, you know, 10 o'clock, 10:30 or so.
How many of those are during the week? Do you have any idea what the breakdown is?
Most, it's just, it's baseball, so it's pretty much every day other than, you know, a game off here or there for travel.
Okay.
And then the 4th of July, or not 4th of July, but the All-Star break.
The other concern, and I don't mean to be dismissive of traffic and parking, but those are the other concerns. It's we worry that people are going to clog up our neighborhoods because they're not going to want to pay to park at Kauffman Stadium. And so they're going to clog up our neighborhoods and they're going to park on our streets. And the other is just the traffic that is going to be at that intersection. They worry about bottlenecks that could interfere with emergency traffic to Menorah Medical Center, which is right across the street from the proposed site. They said the location lacks the highway access available at other sports venues.
If you say so. I mean, it's a mile and a half to the nearest highway, which is not a crazy amount of distance. They also worry about how it's going to clog up traffic as far as the hospitals and nearby.
Yeah, like, as I said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. As you said, I was just repeating it to make my point. The problem with that is, or that argument is, yeah, that's true of any area where there is a stadium. Usually there is a hospital nearby any given stadium, unless it's out in the literal middle of nowhere. So there's ways around that. You design the streets and the roads around that so that you're not having to worry about ambulances not being able to get out. That it just doesn't happen. I mean, again, Wrigley Field, Fenway Park, those are in the middle of cities, and they somehow have figured this out. I don't know why we couldn't.
I'm taking a look at the Legends site to see if anybody knows off the top of their head the closest hospital to the Legends. I'm just kind of glancing at it because that's, when we talk about Kansas side, that would be the other potential location. And the difference out there is that you don't have the residential sitting as close as you, but you do have residential out that way. It's just not as close. If there's an I guarantee you Menorah Medical Center, if that stadium goes in there, they're going to make sure their ambulances and people driving to the hospital can get in and out. I don't know what their plan would be, but I guarantee you that John Sherman's not going to ignore the hospital across the street, that they would
That would be lunacy.
Yeah.
If they were like, well, yeah, there's nothing you can do. I guess grandma has to die because the Royals were playing the Guardians tonight. One of the arguments that really fell flat to me, though, was, hey, there's going to be a bunch of drunks leaving these games, and we have kids on the roads. Okay, so it's fine for kids to be exposed to danger anywhere else. It's just your kids are special, and they can't be exposed to any threat. Second of all, as far as the drunks being on the road, they stopped serving beer at 7. Or in the 7th inning, I mean, they stopped serving it. Yes, there's going to be drunks after a game. There's going to be drunks anywhere. Also, do you have a problem with drunks leaving restaurants?
I was just going to say that. Town Center Plaza is right there.
Right there.
There are bars and restaurants all over the place in Overland Park. Yeah. Now, granted, you're going to have a higher concentration 81 times a year than you know. But if necessary, if that's really a concern, can we move it up to the 6th inning? Can we, you know, I mean, can we do something about it? And I think even if you did that, what's going to stop people from partying before they go to the game? You know, I mean, they'll just drink more before, or they'll go out to bars more after. What completely annoys me about this conversation is that the people that are opposed to it ignore the benefit they're going to get in property values. Property values are going to, just same thing that happened with the streetcar. Property values will go up. The closer you are to the stadium, I assume, the more your property value is going to go up. And you're going to benefit financially from that stadium going in there. It's not going to be until you sell your house, but eventually you're going to benefit. Quentin, you're itchy over there.
Well, I'm just listening to all the, and we've heard, this is the arguments anytime anything ever is deciding to be put next to somebody's house. You could try and put a retirement home in a neighborhood, and these are the exact same argument. Maybe not the drunk thing, you know, maybe Gam Gam's not out there getting sloshed and then leaving the retirement home. But these are all the examples ever for NIMBYs to make arguments for things not to go.
Well, because it also, it comes from a place of fear where, like, you're just imagining nothing but worst case scenarios instead of imagining a reasonable scenario, which is you have a very lucrative stadium that's going to lead to a lot of business for – the local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Not even focusing on any positives. You're only imagining the worst case scenarios. And then on top of that, not giving the benefit of the doubt to the people planning this, that they'll come up with reasonable solutions to those problems. Like, you're worried about people speeding. Okay, have a couple of speed bumps put in. Put some things in to narrow the streets a little bit. There's ways around that. Because they're also worried about, because it's harder to get to the highway from there, because of that, they'll be on our side streets. They'll be driving through our side streets to get
cutting
to the
through.
Highway. Okay, that there needs to be more highway access. There's ways around this that they're going to use. Overland Park, if they go ahead with this, isn't just going to go, we're just going to drop a stadium right there and not change a thing about the area.
I also ask myself, how much is John Sherman going to care? And I ask it genuinely, how much will the decision makers care about opposition from the neighborhood? At all?
Yeah.
I mean, is it... Because my first thought is, then the neighborhoods close off some of your streets and just have one entrance into your neighborhood and put gates up or something. I mean, there are ways that neighborhoods can solve some of that on their own also.
There are not just baseball stadiums that are in neighborhoods. The Green Bay Packers, a much bigger stadium mm-hmm. than anything the Royals will ever build, is literally in the middle of a neighborhood. The KU football field is in the middle of a neighborhood. It's on the outskirts of campus. It's inside of a neighborhood. Like, these are problems that have solutions. There are people who literally, their whole thing is traffic engineers.
Yeah.
And they do this for a living, and this is something that they will figure. This is like, it's not like this episode of SpongeBob where we're going to take Bikini Bottom and push it somewhere else, and then that's it. We're going to be done with it.
It's the same people that say zipper merge is.
They're also, it's not just 81 games, home games. They play every home Sunday game. They play at noon, right? So they're not all night games.
Church time.
They play at noon or 1. 1:10 is first pitch. Every Wednesday or Thursday, about every other week when they play right before they go on the road, that's also a noon game, so they have time to travel out. So we're looking at, what, 60 games that are actually going to be night games?
Right. And those games come in clusters, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So it's not like this is going to be going on every day of the year.
Right.
It's 60 days a year where, like Quentin said, where it could possibly be a problem. And then outside of that, you got nothing at the stadium. Like, personally, if you told me that they're going to be building either a new a Royal Stadium or a new mall off of the street that I live on mm-hmm. at 159th down there, I would go, I would rather have the stadium, because the mall is going to be a nightmare all December, most of November,
mm-hmm.
and then during the summer, and there's a lot more violence and things like that anyway, it seems like, at malls, and there's much more obnoxious things going on at malls. And there is like a shopping center down to the left of me, but it's not the same thing. I would much rather have a stadium. I would much rather have a stadium than this.
You want to talk about the one thing that consistently has increased in value over the past, I don't know, 30 years, has been sports franchises.
Yeah.
Whereas other things, malls, shopping centers, strip malls, they're going bankrupt and they're closing all around, not just
point.
The metro. They're closing all around the country because we have changed the way that we shop. We don't go to a lot of brick and mortar places anymore. Whereas if you wanted to experience sporting events, it is a different experience from watching it on TV versus watching it at the stadium. People will always go to sporting events. Even when the team is bad, people will go.
Would you rather have, I'll give you three options. Would you rather have Kauffman Stadium there, a mall there, or renters? Put up apartments with renters. Because that's the other thing that neighborhoods don't like, is if you were to tell them that a big, because I don't know what the other options are there, who knows? But at some point, that campus is going to be used for more than it is. And malls are kind of dying, you need housing, especially there. You're always going to need housing. So what if instead they built 1,000 apartment units? And then you have people, and I say this to you because you rent, and I did until last year. Homeowners don't like renters either because they don't care about the property, and, you know, they don't invest in the neighborhood.
I would rather have renters, one, because I'm not a homeowner, but two, because the more housing we have, the better the situation is for everybody. But of those three, I'd rather have a stadium than a shopping center.
Yeah.
I just want more housing anywhere. I'll take it wherever I can get it.
Yeah.
Then it's also, especially if they build it right over there, then the property value, then my rent might go down. Like, hey, I can just go to those townhouses.
You know? By the way, I'm looking at the Legends map. St. Luke's Community Hospital has a location right across the street. So does KU Hospital.
Okay. So no matter where you put it, it's going to be near hospitals.
Yeah, because we have hospitals everywhere.
You kind of need them.
You know?
They're kind of important.
Yeah.
Yeah. They, like Quentin said, there are people whose job it is to plan for this, who all of these problems can be addressed. You know, and if you want to make it fun, you want to add the stadium with the stipulation they have to stop selling beer in the fifth inning.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. If you want to do that, fine. You know, I think it's going to lead to worse tailgating.
I think more people will just drink more in those five innings, but yeah.
Yeah.
But Kauffman Stadium doesn't have the tailgating culture that Arrowhead does. Right. It is not the same. There are some people that will go and tailgate out. You know, you make a little hot dog on your little grill. It is not nearly the same thing. Yeah. Not close.
Your little hot dog on
your
little grill.
Yeah, a little hot dog on your little grill there.
All right. Coming up, we're going to talk about this. What's the biggest casino in Missouri right now? Based on Sunday night when I was at the game, it's Arrowhead. And actually the data backs us up. Has sports betting changed how we watch games? Talk about that next at midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
We're whole 8 days into legal gambling in the state of Missouri, and this past Sunday was the first Chiefs game since that became legal. GeoComply is a geolocation security firm that major sportsbook operators use to see where people are betting from. They said more than 10,000 active sports betting accounts were detected in and around Arrowhead Stadium between 5 p.m. and 11 p.m. on Sunday. And that's more than they're seeing in a lot of other places.
It was kind of crazy at the game Sunday night. I noticed several people around me, instead of watching the game, were on their phones making bets. And not that I was, it was friends of mine. So I wasn't just spying on people, but it was people I noticed. And I was just like, God, everybody's kind of got their apps out right now instead of, you know, paying attention to the game. I'm going to sound kind of the opposite of how I usually do on topics like this, where I accuse other people of being pearl clutchers and things. I don't think this is good for the game. I don't think that's a good thing, because the thrill of watching the game should just being there, seeing the athletes play, seeing the actual competition on the field, watching how, especially with football, how quick the game looks in person versus on TV. Mm-hmm. Like it just looks like a totally different game. And yet I was seeing people totally distracted and in their phones making bets throughout the game and on dumb stuff. Like, are they going to punt this drive, or are they going to convert this down, and just little nitpicky things. And it's not good for the game, because at the end of the day, it makes you unfocused as a fan on what's going on, but then also hyper-focused on the result of what's going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, way too emotionally and now financially invested in the outcome of what's going on. And your financial investment should end with the ticket price. Instead, it is now extending to, but I put $30 on them converting fourth and one, and then they threw it to Rashee Rice, who got hit early, but the refs didn't call it, so it didn't convert.
Not to put words in your mouth, but I get the perspective of, it feels disrespectful to the game. It feels disrespectful to the players. It feels like you're not honoring the, it feels rude. It feels rude to the players, not because people around you, who cares, but it feels rude to the game, feels rude to the players. On one side, I could see the argument of, it's better for the game because people are more invested in it and are going to pay more attention to what's going on, because they've got money on it. The company logged over 43,000 geolocation checks just during those 6 hours. Remember, Arrowhead Stadium has about 7,600 seats. And they've got a map up of where, at which, this is fascinating in a dorky way for somebody that enjoys maps and stuff like that, because they've got a map up of where all those people were. And they weren't just in the stadium. It was also in the parking lot before and probably right until the end of the game, and all over the parking lot too.
Yeah, this is really interesting. I didn't even look at the map. I'm glad you pointed that out. So I'm looking at it now, trying to see, like, okay, if you had, like, who's betting more? People in the end zones or people on the sidelines? And it's definitely people on the sidelines betting more than people in the end zones.
Yeah, I wish we could zero in, because I'd love to know, was it people in suites more? Or was it people, down front? Or
It's hard to tell.
It is.
It's a lot more people betting on the left sideline versus the right as well. I don't think it's close enough. And I don't know if you can see it based on height. So it could be bubbles on top of bubbles.
I'm sure it is, because it's 43,000 dots. And we
but
don't see
I would assume you're right. Like, people in suites may be betting more.
Yeah. Are they checking it more? Are they paying more or less attention to the game if you're in the suites? I would argue less attention, because in the suite, you can go and eat, and you can go. I mean, you can do that too if you're just in the regular seats. But in the suite, it's a better experience. And so maybe you're not watching the game as much.
Yeah. It's just, with so many things with phones, we've kind of just brushed past the idea of how destructive the instantaneous nature of everything is. And that's a problem, because it used to be betting was just betting the spread, betting the money line, betting. Maybe there were some player props, but I think what's really bad is the down to down betting, the live betting of a game without, like, yeah, if you're betting, changing the live betting to the money line or or whatever to hedge your bet, that's fine. But when it's down to down betting, I just feel like that is, you're right. It probably makes people pay more attention to the game. But like I said, it makes them too emotionally invested in the result. And maybe that explains why I saw so much. I mean, I get it. It was a bad game. The Chiefs played like crap. They, you know, the Mahomes wasn't great, but the receivers couldn't catch anything. It was bad. But the hostility that I was personally experiencing from people around me was just off the charts.
Yeah.
I've been to baseball games for teams that were getting their butts kicked. Fortunately, this is the first Chiefs game I've ever gone to where they lost and played as bad as they did. In fact, it was the worst offensive performance of the Mahomes era, so that's saying something. But it made me recoil.
Yeah.
Because I was sitting in a nice section too. I wasn't like in the top in the cheap seats or something like that. And the blue collar people who are, you know, people like me and my family, railroad mouths. I was sitting around pretty well-to-do people, and they were still very hostile.
Yeah, that's absolutely the downside, is in them being more invested in it. I mean, think about, you know, you've described your emotions during a game, and that's without having money on it. So then put money on it and have something to lose, especially if you have a lot of money on it. That's the downside to that. It was also the first game since the betting became legal in Missouri. And I wonder if some of the excitement, you know, some of the fervor was because it was the first time you were able to at the game.
Yeah. I'll throw this out real quick. And Quentin, maybe you can speak to this as well as a young man who's very into sports. I'm not as into it as I used to be.
Betting?
Like, betting. Mm-hmm. Like the thrill kind of wore off. I haven't bet on hardly any games this season. And I used to be, and it's not just because the Chiefs aren't as good. I used to be really into it and like kind of, I don't want to say good at it, but I usually broke well over even. I've got like a league that I'm in, like a pick 'em league that, you know, everybody put $50 in and you win like $1,500 at the end if you're number one. I care about that a lot, but I don't do the betting every game. I don't do teasers or parlays anymore. I'm just not as into it as I used to be. Quentin, have you experienced anything like that?
So I don't personally sports bet. I know I have friends that do. I like talking to my friends about it. I think it brings up fun conversations. Like if one of the apps is like, hey, do you know Pacheco is going to have less than 100 yards today? And I was like, oh, why do they think that? You know, because they're...
well, because they watched him play.
Right. You know, what do they think about this? What do they think about that? And it's really fun, especially when you're talking about other teams, you know, the teams that you don't watch that much. So I think it's fun to have the conversations about. I have friends that really enjoy doing it. Now, you know, none of us or none of them are putting anything significant on it. You know, it's right. Like $5 or they use a lot of the... I don't want to say free because it's not free. They use the free money that the apps give you.
The promotional money.
Right. Yes. But I'm not really big into parlays and stuff. I just really like the conversations that come up when we talk about sports betting. It was one of the fun... When it got legalized in Kansas and I was working on the sports show... Like, that was the fun thing to talk about, which was just, why do they think this?
Yeah, no, I'll give you that. I like the probabilities discussion.
Sure.
I don't know. I just haven't been as into it lately. And it's mostly, I've realized I don't enjoy the game more because I have money on it. And I was never somebody who bet that much to begin with. I think literally the most I've ever bet on a game is maybe $20. That is about as much as I am willing to bet because I think you're like this too, Jamie. I hate losing more than I like winning.
Yeah.
I hate losing so much that it's just not fun for me.
Yeah. I also want to talk really fast about what you mentioned yesterday about the nastiness of the people that were at the game. You know, add alcohol into having a lot of money on a game that's not going well.
Yeah.
And you take people that were already swearing, bad mouths, getting drunk, getting nasty. Chiefs are awful, saying things they absolutely shouldn't say. And now they have more to lose. And that just makes that so much worse.
I can't imagine live betting on. It's like if you have a fantasy football team and you care about it, you kind of understand how this goes. We're like, you know, Monday night and you have one player left and you need like that one player to just have like a like an okay game in order to win, and they have just a bad game and you're already mad about it. I can't imagine that being one, the team that you care about, and then you have actual money on that. I think that's just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. I agree. Huh. So this whole gambling thing maybe not so good.
There's a famous clip of a Bills fan after the Chiefs beat the Bills in the divisional game in 2024, technically, when the ball went wide right, and he was like sobbing. And it was funny because, not hilarious, but interesting, I guess, is what I mean. Because people weren't saying, oh my God, that poor guy, he's never seen his team go to the Super Bowl. That poor guy, he's just so upset. He what a real fan. He cares so much. Everyone's like, that guy probably bet a lot of money on the game.
Oh, wow.
That guy, he's probably, oh my God, he's going to have to go home and tell his wife, mm-hmm. Hey, guess what? We're going to have to move because I bet 30 grand on the Bills winning. And that makes, like, honestly, that reaction almost makes a little more sense. And it's kind of sad because that cynicism kind of infects everything else. Anyway, coming up, speaking of money, Dollar Tree is doing great. Dollar Tree is really killing it in the retail world. Why is that really bad news? We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Couple of economy-related stories here. Just like it's not a good thing when gas prices go down, I mean, it's great for our wallets, but it's not usually a good sign about the economy. It's also not a good sign when the companies that are doing well are the companies that sell stuff really cheaply. And Dollar Tree is one of them. Dollar Tree just recorded one of its best quarters in years, reporting a 9.4% jump in sales. Wow. And that's quarter to quarter, to almost $5 billion for the third quarter of the year, with same store sales up more than 4%. And it's not a higher number of people going in the stores. It's the current customers spending more. That's what's driving that increase. So people are buying more things there than they used to.
I got to be honest with you. I've been going to Aldi my entire life. And when we first moved here, we could go to Aldi at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't busy. Like, not that it was ever, it wasn't dead. Mm-hmm. But it was never, like, hard to get in the door. We went last night, more like late afternoon, about 4 o'clock yesterday, and it was packed. And this is post-Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
It's too early to be, you know, buying for Christmas,
right?
You know, big Christmas dinner for your family. It was packed. And I think, I don't know if Aldi's sales reflect this as well, but I would say it's probably the same thing. And part of me, though, looks at this, if I can put a little bit of a silver lining on this, they're saying it's bad because if this is less, becoming less of a store for penny pinchers and more of a store for everybody who's just looking for bargains because everything's gotten so much more expensive.
Yeah.
I get it. But I would also argue, and I don't know Dollar Tree, but I'll just make the argument from the point of view of Aldi. You should always be looking for better options that are less expensive. I don't like the fact that I guess people are more forced to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But as somebody who has been, grew up, my mom going to Aldi, and as an adult, no matter how much money I've had or how much money I've made, I've shopped at Aldi. It just seems ridiculous to do it any other way. Like, why would I go to a more expensive grocery store just to pay for the packaging? Not for the product.
Yeah, you're right about then grocery stores need to do better. I mean, if Dollar Tree is winning, then the competitors need to do better. I live very close to a Dollar Tree. There's a Dollar Tree on Warnell that's not that far from me. And it's always busy. And a couple things concern me about the story. Number one, there are dollar stores everywhere. There are famously, you know, go into any small town and there's going to be a gas station and a Dollar Tree. They don't have a grocery store, but they have some kind of dollar store there, and they're not selling fruits and vegetables. They're selling, now there's frozen stuff and there's canned goods, but there's not, you know, healthy food there. So if your only option is a dollar store because that's what's close to you, that's not great for our health. They did say what you said, that it's middle class. People that weren't going to Dollar Tree as much before are going more now. Yeah. My concern about this a little bit, too, is that I've had to, it used to be simple when Dollar Tree was just a dollar for everything. And it was easy to know, is this the cheapest place to get it? That is not the case anymore. There are things now, because now that it's $1.25, not a dollar, there are things that, because I go there a lot for dog stuff. I go for cleaning supplies, you know, if I need new reading glasses or something like that, I'll go grab them. And there used to be, it was always going to be, if it was a dollar, it was always the cheapest there. Aldi sells some things cheaper than Dollar Tree does. And I wonder if that's, you hear Dollar Tree and you assume it's going to be the cheapest there is. Yeah. It's not. There are things that they sell for $1.25 that you can get it for a buck at Aldi.
Well, and also, as far as grocery stores are concerned, there's stuff that you might be able to get at Price Chopper that'll even be cheaper than Aldi.
Sure.
If there's coupons, if there's deals, if, you know, whatever. You just need to be savvy. Because I've done that before where I've gotten steak from Price Chopper because it'll be on sale that week, and it'll actually be cheaper than it is at Aldi.
Mm-hmm.
So you just need to be savvy and just kind of scout the deals. I will say this, too. Last night when we went through there, we got a cheese pizza. Nothing special on it, just a cheese pizza. It was $6.50 for a cheese pizza from Aldi.
And that's probably not like a Jack's pizza. That's probably a better quality
It was the Mama Cozy's pizza. It's good. They're good pizzas. Yeah. We get them once a week. And I was like, this is literally 50 cents less than if I went to Papa John's.
Yeah.
with the deal on the app through Papa John's.
Go to Little Caesars.
Or Little Caesars, right. Mm-hmm. That's insane. And that's becoming common where when we've gone to grocery stores, I've been like, you know, if I just went to McDonald's, I could probably get all this for maybe 30 cents more mm-hmm. than I'm paying now. And I wouldn't have to cook it. Or there's a Taco Bell right there.
Yeah.
They have God, this is sounding like it's an advertisement for this. I'm more trying to make the point that it's ridiculous that we're paying more at the grocery store than we are at restaurants in some cases, or just barely paying more at restaurants than we are at grocery stores. That's not how it's supposed to be. Even with fast food, that's crazy.
Yeah. And again, it's when we talk about why are we obese as a country, if it's cheaper to eat out than it is to cook yourself, which is exactly what you're describing, then eat out because you're not going to, you don't have to cook it. You don't have to clean it up. You don't have to do dishes. You know, it's a heck of a lot easier. 60%, they said, of the 3 million shoppers that showed up at Dollar Tree in the third quarter were from households making at least six figures. And I'm curious about that. And the part of the story where they said it's the surprises that people are going into Dollar Tree for. It's the seasonal stuff. They said this was their best Halloween ever. Yeah. That I get because love you, Hallmark. Glad you're based here. You do a lot for the community. But I bought Christmas cards for $1.25 a piece.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They're like $5 at the grocery store.
Oh, it's crazy. Or anywhere they're expensive. Yeah. Or wrapping paper or gift bags. Mm-hmm. Seasonal stuff, I get it. And a lot of the square footage of a Dollar Tree is definitely seasonal stuff. But it's the fact that people are going in just to see what they can find. Little happy things. Because maybe they can't afford to buy the happy little stuff that they used to buy all the time that they're just walking in there to see what they can find.
Yeah.
It's not a good sign.
It's not. I feel like water's going to meet its level at some point, though. I mean, at some point, this is not sustainable. And I honestly don't know how much of this is the grocery stores raising their prices, suppliers raising their prices, supply chain issues, tariffs, whatever it is. But at this kind of thing leads to contraction eventually. It's just what the scary part will be how bad that contraction is going to be, because it could also lead to a lot of stores going out of business, a lot of products, a lot of companies failing. You mentioned this when you were starting about a couple of economic stories. PepsiCo is they've been bought by Elliott Management, which is an activist management group.
Oh boy.
What I didn't know what that meant until I looked it up. I thought that meant like, oh, they're like really progressive, like activists or something. No, that's not what it means. It means that they are basically a slash and burn group.
Ah.
And their primary motivation is to make as much money for shareholders as possible. But one of the ways they do that is by minimizing a lot of brands and cutting what they consider to be fat. And then lowering the price of whatever product. So it will mean that the products that PepsiCo puts out will be cheaper, but there just might not be nearly as many of them.
I don't hate that as a strategy.
I don't really hate that. I couldn't care less.
I don't hate that. Yeah. You know?
Oh, no, I won't have Pepsi Cherry Zero. I don't care.
It's like a restaurant getting rid of the menu items that people don't order enough. Yeah. It makes perfect sense. Yeah.
So you know, things like that are going to become more common, where we just cut. Maybe companies got over their skis as far as how many products they were offering and need to cut back and just focus on what they were good at and start minimizing that. And, you know, it's like, does Oreo need to have 15 different seasonal Christmas Oreo flavors? I don't think so. I think they were good with just maybe mint for Christmas, just a Christmas tree on the Oreo. I just want double stuffed. Is that so much to ask for? I don't need an entire aisle of just different Oreo flavors of the month.
If they sell, fine. Yeah. But they must not sell.
But I don't think they are. It's just to get attention for the product. And that's where they've kind of been going off the chain. I'll ask real quick, 913-586-7798. If you are somebody who's kind of cut back, what store are you going to? If it's Dollar Tree, if it's Aldi, where else might you be going to save a bunch of money? 913-586-7798. It's midday.
I Are you changing where you shop now that the prices of things are up so much? Dollar Tree is having a really good year, being boosted a lot by people making over six figures.
From the text line, Target was my go-to place for years, to the point where I considered it part of my personality. Now I go to Dollar Tree more than I would like to admit. I think that is kind of when I go to Target, there is like a vibe.
Yeah.
There's the people that are there.
Target. Kind of
Target, right. Mm-hmm. They feel like superior. It's cleaner. It's not. Look, we could shop at Walmart, or we could pay extra to shop at Target. And I don't get that. The only reason I go there is because they'll specifically have something that I can't get somewhere else. But it is definitely a vibe. It is like part of your personality. And that's, I don't think that that's a healthy behavior. I don't think associating yourself with the retail outlet is necessarily good behavior.
Especially you should make your Target.
You should do something healthy like me and make your personality about the sports teams that you root for.
Sure.
So that when they fail, you want to jump off of a building.
I like my Walmart. I like my not super Walmart.
I mean, maybe I could, maybe Aldi's a little bit part of my personality. I just never thought about it. Like, I'm an Aldi guy. It's more like, yeah, Aldi's a reasonable choice. Mm-hmm. Anyway, coming up, we're going to do dumb debates. Is a garage part of the house, or is a garage the house? Makes sense? We'll talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com.
La, 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 la.
DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.